That's 212-662-7100. I'm Hugh Hamilton. Thank you very much. Do this all over again at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. I shall see you then, the good Lord willing, and the crick door rise.
It is 4:03 in New York City at 99.5 FM, and as promised, in a couple of minutes, we will be bringing you a report to the listener from the Local Advisory Board of WBAI. We're at 99.5 FM. We are listener-sponsored and commercial-free. We're on the web at WBAI.org. Coming up at 4:55, WBAI's Community Bulletin Board. My name is Michael G. Haskins, your radio guide. Thank you so much for tuning in. The music of Indigenous Technology, Ken Schaphorst, Dane Richeson, and Matt Turner on the Accurate Record label. Please do stay tuned.
Pacifica Foundation will hold a meeting of the Interim National Board of Directors to conduct the business of the foundation from Friday, September 19th through Sunday, September 21st in New York City. The public meeting will take place at the Synod House of the Cathedral of St. John the Divine, 1047 Amsterdam Avenue at 110th Street. On Friday, the meeting begins at 6 p.m. On Saturday and Sunday at 9 in the morning. This is an open meeting of the Pacifica Foundation, and you are invited. Be there.
Good evening. Good afternoon. My name is Marion Borenstein. I am the vice co-chair of the local advisory board here in the WBAI listening area. First, before we start our report, I'd like to make a few announcements. I think you know, but there is a very important public meeting this weekend of the Interim Pacifica National Board here in New York City. It will discuss how to work towards diversity throughout the network and approve the network's budget. There will be time for listener comments probably on Friday night time of the meeting. The meetings will start Friday at 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Sunday 9:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. The location is the Sinai House of the Cathedral of St. John the Divine, 1047 Amsterdam Avenue at 110th Street in Manhattan. Take the 1 or 9 train to 103rd Street or 116th Street. The 110th Street station is close on the uptown side. The facility is fully wheelchair accessible. Early next week, the elected local board station board will replace appointed local advisory board members. We will have more power. Listed below, most key are assessing the community needs, approving station budget, and proposing candidates for the position of the station manager and program director, as well as evaluating their performance. A key part of the local station board will be electing members of the Pacifica National Board, which sets policy for the network and hires executive director. A local board's members will serve 3-year terms. There are a lot of other things to say, but that's specifically what I wanted to say is that there will be a national interim board meeting that meets this weekend at St. John the Divine at the Sinai House on the Upper West Side in the Columbia University area. Thank you.
Yes, my name is Vicente Alba Panama, and I would just like to add to that there are some hours in which the interim National Pacific Board will be meeting Friday from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Yes.
Saturday from 9 a.m. I just want to reiterate them.
Yes.
For people to keep in mind, because the public, it's a public meeting and it's an important meeting for all listeners of WBAI and the Pacifica Network. The other thing I think it's important is that we acknowledge that we are about to enter a period of elections, and in order for you to participate in the process of electing people to the local advisory board, the replacements, the elected replacements to the members of the local advisory board, it is important that you, one, become a member of WBAI, and ideally, if you can, to please donate your $25 to the station. If that is not possible, you have the option of, if you haven't already donated at least 3 hours in the past year, to do so of voluntary work to the station. And thirdly, we are still dealing with the issue of waivers. It has not been decided if and how those waivers will be applied for those folks who don't have the ability to A, donate the $25, or B, contribute their time for in whatever reasons there may be. So that's still an open question, but if we urge you, because you become a member of WBAI, because it gives you the right, if you can, to please make your contributions to WBAI of at least $25, donate your time, and keep listening.
Also, I just want to repeat, the deadline for enrolling with the right to vote has not yet been set, but will probably be in late October. So this is yet another reason to make a pledge or volunteer very soon. You can pledge online or leave a message at 212-209-2975. It is very important that people from diverse communities, neighborhoods, activist groups, and skills come forward both to vote and to run for the local board. We want to keep Pacifica true to its mission of peace and justice programming and progressive cultural expression. An election supervisor has been chosen by the Pacifica to administer the election in a fair and neutral manner. His name is Joy Williams, and she her name is Joy Williams. Her name is Joy Williams, and she works for a nonprofit organization that works to promote fair election. She is forming an election committee to do the work. Check the website for details. For more information, go to www.bai.org or call the election supervisor's hotline at 212-209-2976. Again, 212-209-2976. For updates on lab meetings and how you can help with your committees, call the lab hotline at 212-209-2919 or check the website www.bai.org. Okay. These are some of the issues that is important in the upcoming process. Again, I want to repeat, the National Interim Board will be meeting here this coming weekend. And it is important to come out and be there. There will be public comments in the audience at a certain time. Again, the meeting will start Friday at 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., Sunday 9:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. Now, Friday is important because generally we start our national board meetings at 6 o'clock or 7 p.m., but this time, this Friday, will start at 4 p.m. at the Sinon House at St. John the Divide. It will start at 4 p.m., not at 6 p.m. Thank you. Ray?
Yes, thank you. I'm the third host of our short segment, which is called the Lab Show. Lab, of course, standing for Local Advisory Board. My name is Ray LaForest, and I'm a member of that board. This is, as I was saying earlier, this is a monthly program which allows interaction between us on the local board and listener supporters, listener callers, which allows to express to you what we've been involved in, our projects and ongoing work, and allow us to give us feedback and your position on issues. We meet normally every first Tuesday of the month. That would make it the next meeting, the next Tuesday, October the 7th, at 6:30 at the station. And also, our show has been rather irregular, so we are unable to give you the date ahead of time. It's a monthly show, and we try to let you know about it taking as quick, as early as possible. So as we said earlier, on the air, who's you? Marion Borenstein is vice chair of the lab, and my Vicente Panama Alba and I, Ray LaForest, were also members of the lab. So I guess we could go directly into discussing some of the last lab meeting that we had last week and some of the issues we dealt with.
Absolutely. I think that at the end of the last lab meeting, one of the things that we had decided was that we needed to have an executive session, which we have arranged for this coming tomorrow, actually Wednesday. Tomorrow, and it is an extraordinary situation where we hold executive sessions. We hardly ever do that. We felt compelled to have an executive session this week because we need, there are times when operations such as local advisory boards need private discussion in order to protect people's personal, you know, to not make people's personal shortcomings, critiques, right or wrong, whatever, public. And it is never our intention to put people up, for attack. However, we felt compelled to place in the agenda the issue of clarification of what our role is, particularly the role of the chair and the vice chair, the whole relationship and the relationship between the chair of the lab and the lab members at large. And for that reason, now it is my understanding that there's been some there was some misinterpretation, and that it was announced as a public meeting. But I want to again stress that this is an executive session, that it's in private, and it is for those reasons. When there are legal matters of sensitive nature, personal matters of sensitive nature, it is important. And otherwise, every other item of business that the local advisory board has been discussing or placed on its agenda has been publicly discussed. So I thought it was important that we make that clarification.
Yeah, Panama, I would add to this that to the list you just gave, that there's a third, that the our bylaws, the bylaws that direct our work, direct us to have public meetings, and we do have them in such a fashion, except in about, generally about three categories. They're dealing with personnel, issues, that's EL, and with issues pertaining either to financial matters or to proprietary issues that we could, if we list, or, you know, prematurely or openly, in an indiscriminate fashion, would could harm the station or the network. And this fits within such a category.
Yes, there was one other thing that came up, which I think is important to report. Some of the things that we passed the resolution, indicating that this lab will stay as a lab until we go out of business at the next, when the new board is elected. But no members will be removed, or any new members coming on the board until a new board is elected. So this present lab, we passed a resolution in relationship that this lab will stay in effect until a new board is elected. And that was one of the things that took place at that meeting.
To clarify that issue, what brought this particular discussion and vote was a motion that was introduced by members of the unpaid staff attempting to remove the representative of the paid staff, Mimi Rosenberg, remove her from position as a local advisory board member. So the resolution had actually a double aspect. One of them, we recognize the tremendous contribution of Mimi Rosenberg. And also, as Marion said, we decided that we are the last minute bylaws, we've been told 2 days ago, we adopted. And at this juncture, that when we took the vote, actually, they were about to be adopted. We felt it did not make sense to change that process and remove or add anybody, which we have not done for a while. I also understand, and I'm assuming you guys have heard about that, that there was a vote by the rather large segment of the unpaid staff itself, which voted to support for Mimi Rosenberg and not have any revision of that decision until 6 months from now. So.
Yes, I think that's an important point, Ray. First of all, not only at the local advisory board level in the city of New York, but in the governance of Pacifica, what has been the practice is, in anticipation of the elections that are soon to come, that all of the structures will remain as is. People will not be added or removed. And we will work diligently towards getting an election with local boards and eventually a national board, new national board for Pacifica. And in the midst of that, some members of the unpaid staff chose to challenge Mimi Rosenberg's present representation. I think, if I understand it correctly, and knowing Mimi Rosenberg for the time that I know her, that what she got instead was a voices of support for her to remain doing what I consider to be an excellent job representing the unpaid staff. And that the issue will be reviewed 6 months from now. 6 months from now, if everything goes as planned, everything will have been, all the elections will have taken place, and we will be...
A new board.
Exactly. So, again, congratulations to Mimi. Congratulations to the unpaid staff for taking the correct, what I believe to be a correct position.
By the way, that unpaid staff was also, that paid staff was Earl Maitland. I think that that would have included him. So that's why we said the staff, the board was to remain intact until the election takes place here, and this new board, this old board will go out of business, and then a new board will be seated at the end of this year sometime, or the early part of next year.
I need to also just add that, you know, we all have to recognize that the WBAI and Pacifica community has been living through some very tense, intense, and trying times, okay, because we are a community and we are diverse, and we are not only diverse in our racial or national origin or sexual orientation composition, but also diverse in political outlooks. And so there has been some degree of tensions. That's not a secret from anybody anywheres. Hopefully, What we are seeing now is the process of, as quickly as possible, reaching a new day in WBAI and a new day in Pacifica. And that's what we are looking forward to working for.
Ray, now that the Judge Sable, is that his name?
Yeah.
Sable has handed down the final decision, I happen to think that he violated his last decision of July 23rd, but be it as it may, limiting that the board had to vote by July 23rd and all the votes were taken. However, we had a slight diversion and we got another vote was carried out by the lab in Los Angeles to vote B up. It was voted down by July 23rd, and then after the negotiations or mediation in Chicago, a meeting was held by the Los Angeles board a couple of days later, and voted 4B. So we in New York challenged that. However, the judge has handed down his decision. I have my own thoughts about that, why this has happened. However, that is the decision made. And at this point, we're going to talk about that, and I think we need to move on now to really organize and for people who are interested in running for this board to get in the 15 signatures. I think there's a deadline on those signatures. However, they have to get them in, and they have to be sponsored by listeners who are listeners of this station to sign their petitions. So anyone interested who wants this job and want to run for this board with all the complications and the issues that they will have, the meetings, I think it is important for us to have very good people on this board, people who can think and carry us through a very important period in the history of radio, and also in many ways the history of progressive radio in this city and around this country, because Pacifica is the last network that's left in this country. Most of the stations are controlled by large conglomerates, and they control what information is gotten out. And we, as you know, we try to give us broad stretch of information to the listeners in this city, and certainly the other radio stations, I think, try to do the same thing. So it's important for this radio station to survive not only with its integrity, but financially, it's important to survive.
Yeah, I think that...
we might have differences, but the differences should not be that this station not survive.
Yeah, I was going to say that I think it's important that we keep very much in front of us what the mission of a WBAI, what the mission of a Pacifica network is. For those people who become members, for those people who decide that they want the opportunity to be a part of the local advisory board that gets reelected by whatever name it gets called, and I understand the name is going to change somewhat, and those from that local boards that go on to become members of the National Pacifica Board, that it is a responsibility. It's a responsibility to a mission. It's a responsibility to serve the people that this station was meant to serve. Understanding the changing demographics of our listening area, which go New York City, five boroughs, and beyond, Rockland County, Jersey, Long Island, and those people, and Connecticut. I forgot the Connecticut part. Sorry about that. No, in person. I guess people out of Connecticut, please. But I think it's important that we understand that the population makeup has changed. That we have a new generation of people that this station needs to serve other generations beyond the ones that started here X amount of years ago. And it needs to change the growing, changing constituency of people. And that it needs to serve people that is not presently serving necessarily. There's a whole immigrant world here in our listening area of people that need and deserve a station like WBAI, and that we need to make the commitment to the time that it would take us to serve on those boards, that it would make a commitment to the mission, okay, that this station was created for. I think that that's the responsibility that we need to recognize what the job description is of the persons, of the people that decide that they want to engage in this process and be a part. Okay, that is not for my constituency, but it's for that world out there that needs a WBAI. And we need to understand also that it is a BAI in the face of a country rapidly moving to the right, a media that is controlled by the corporate world because it is part of the corporate world and serves those interests and not the interests of the people that I have been referring to.
Yes, maybe I should say at this juncture that you are listening to the WBAI 99.5 FM, and this is the local advisory board show. And you can listen to us once a month, and which allows us to have an exchange of views between you and the members of the board. We're planning to take some calls a little bit further down the line.
I just wanted to mention...
Can I finish something, Marion?
Sure, I'm sorry.
Okay. I just wanted... I felt that, too, we mentioned B and so on, that maybe you should give a little bit of background very quickly, that what you're hearing here, it is the expression of a discussion and a political struggle for the orientation, of that of this station and this network of WBA and Pacifica. That what Panama was alluding to just immediately before was the necessity of including those who haven't been included. And this is specifically stated in the so-called mission statement of this network. I mean, there are other aspects of the mission, and some of them, all of them, incredibly important. You know, to look at the origin of war, promote understanding between communities. But for the purpose of these discussions the ones we had recently, that the ones that we resulted in us going to court and so on, and having the judge taking a decision about the necessity to include those who have been excluded, and not only because it's in a mission. Because it is democratic, but this is how, this is the value, this is the process to make us strong. This is that would make Pacifica and WBAI representative of those communities. And as was said earlier, we are living indeed in dangerous times. And people do struggle for things that matter to them. And we have to make sure that this network, this station, matters to the working people, the majority of people of the city of New York. And that's what we fought for, that's what this lab fought for, and that's what we'll continue to fight for. I'm personally a bit disappointed that the judge decided to support Plan B. And by Plan B, it is a plan that...
That gives no specifics.
A notion that was rather limited, the way at least we see it on the WBI board and many of us in New York City, that it felt that it was not worth the risk of maybe of lawsuits and other challenges to broaden the inclusion, the level of participation in this network. And we tended to we disagreed, and we felt that not only it was a fair thing to do, but that is what this station is about, that without this inclusion of the vital forces of the city, that this radio station would be hollow.
Let me, Ray, if I can piggyback off what you're raising. I think that for the purposes of those listeners who may not be totally aware of what has transpired, particularly most recently, yesterday, George Saber in the state of California came down with a decision that basically said that what is called Plan B would be in effect and be part of the Pacifica National Bylaws. What Plan B is a plan that omits, that excludes any mention of affirmative action post-election remedies. Again, going back to my earlier comments about the changing demographics, the changing composition of our listening area, the residents, the people that live here, and that, you know, a lot of discussion has been held at the WBAI community and around the Pacifica community, and no one will come out publicly and say that they're against affirmative action, but what they will say is that to have affirmative action codified is to put the station and the network in jeopardy. You know, which I sincerely, I know that it's just not true. The fact is that a network like Pacifica with a mission such as Pacifica's is supposed to stand for things like equity and inclusion. But, you know, again, the issue has been placed to the disenfranchised people like myself, Latinos, people of African descent, indigenous people, Asians, Pacifican people, that we should trust, okay, that those folks that are elected, if they are not us or people of our roots, that they will do what's right for us. Unfortunately, the reality in history is that that has never occurred. And so consequently, it's the reason why we need to be at the table to ensure that that those rights, that those interests are reflected and defended and protected. You know, be it as it may, we also need to recognize that, you know, what the struggle that has been undertaken in Pacifica, while it was played out in this last chapter in the court of law, is a political struggle. It's not a legal one. And that, you know, questions of equality, questions of affirmative action, questions of civil rights and human rights, is historically something that we have had to continuously fight for, and it looks to at least some of us that we will continue to have to fight for. And that's, I think, the short version of the explanation that I could give about what has taken place here. We will participate in the elections, and we will seek to have an inclusive candidate pool that is reflective of the people, particularly those disenfranchised sectors, the immigrant sector, the oppressed people's sectors, the women, gays, lesbians, transgender, and other people, the disabled, people who are left out, okay, traditionally, from having their voices heard. And from that pool, hopefully, we will elect, at least in this local listening area, a board that can speak for and in the best interest of the disenfranchised.
I received a book called The Assault on Diversity. And it's a very interesting book because this assault on affirmative action is not new. It started about under the Reagan administration. The book deals with the internet, the foundations, the think tanks, and a web that has been set up to stop the diversity in this society and to assault on affirmative action. So it's not new. And I don't have the book right now, but the book is called The Assault on Affirmative Action, and I think it's produced by the Institute of Democracy. It's a very good book. It gives you all the tentacles of the octopus and where it reaches in, and all of these groups, these right-wing groups that are out there, and what they are doing and how they're organizing to stop affirmative action. Now, this was up until 1954, this country was separate but equal, but it wasn't. And the Supreme Court handed down that famous decision outlawing segregated schools. And after that, there has been an assault on affirmative action. And then we got a series of law. But there are people in this country, organizations, that want to roll back affirmative action. And I think the Pacifica Foundation has to take a position, not just a position of Plan B. We believe in diversity. Well, how is that going to happen? What are the built-in strategies to guarantee that we have a diverse labs and we have a diverse national board and that the interests of immigrants, of all people, are represented? That's the key. That's what we have to work on.
Well, let me say that you are listening to WBAI 99.5 FM. My name is Wella Forrest, and with me, Panama Vicente Alba, who is a member of the local advisory board, like me, and the co-chair of the board, Marion Bornstein. At the end of this week, beginning on Friday, the National Board, Interim Pacifica National Board, of which is made up of a board representing five stations nationally, and WBI is one of them. They're meeting at St. John the Divine.
The Sonnet House.
And I was looking for the, I'm sorry.
The location is the Sinai House at the
Synod House, S-Y-N-O-D House, of the Cathedral of St. John the Divine. And we hope people will come. And again, it's Friday, beginning at between 4 p.m. and 9 p.m.
I have it right in front of me, Ray. Let me read those dates, those times, because it's very important.
I have it also. But
okay. Okay. Go ahead.
Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sunday from 9:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. The discussions will deal with many of the issues we mentioned, we implied or touched on. I'm also a member of the National Board, and I intend to move forward and work with people of like-minded position to push for the notion that even though a judge has decided that the discussions are over, that indeed for us they're not over, that there's a concern with meeting people's interest, and that we will, one of the things I will push for is a continued mediation process of some sort that would allow us to be as inclusive as we can, which is that more narrow structure than wish for. I don't know if we want to take calls at this point.
Yeah, but I just want to say, Friday is very important. It starts at 4 p.m. It doesn't start at 6 p.m. You got to remember Friday, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. on Friday. Okay? The board meets. Okay? Now I think we should take some telephone calls.
Do you want to announce the phone number?
What's that phone number here? 212-209-2900. That is the phone number. If anyone's interested in calling in and asking questions, we'd be very glad to receive those calls. Thank you.
Yeah, we should also say that people try to keep it to, you know, calls as short as possible.
We would like people to ask questions and not get into a statement. We know WBAI people and listeners, they like to make a statement and then their question comes after. But please ask the questions. Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, this is Patty Heffley, and I'm a listener. And I wanted to ask, don't you know that it's illegal to have an executive session to discuss anything except financial or personnel matters and the matter of a chair of the board's behavior is nothing to do with the executive session? In fact, it is illegal. And the other thing I would like to say, would you please ask the program director to broadcast the national board meeting this weekend so the listeners across the network, across the listening area might find out more about this foundation so that when it's time to elect people that they will in fact have enough information to make good decisions? And well, also, do you think that it's possible? I think also that, you know, the affirmative action thing is just poisoning the well. Everybody that is a listener sponsor has paid $25 of any race, ethnicity, ability, gender, or anything else is free to run in the Pacifica National Board and the local station board elections. Everyone is welcome.
Thank you, Patty.
That's a fact.
Thank you, Patty. You already made the request for the broadcasting of the National Board meeting. And to your statement, which we ask people not to make statements, but to your statement as to the fact that don't we know that it's illegal? Absolutely, we do not know that it's illegal. In fact, we found the bylaws that said that it's actually legal to hold executive session. One of the key issues in which we can have those sessions is the questions of personnel. And it is precisely on that issue that we will be discussing in executive session tomorrow, the issue of the personnel via the chair and the role of the chair. And I'm sorry that you're not invited, Patty.
Thank you very much for clarifying that, Panama. It's an executive session dealing with personnel matters, and the board has a right to have executive sessions to deal with personnel matters. That does not has anything to do with the public. These are personnel matters dealing with the functioning of the board and how this lab functions. That is critical. And for people to think that a board cannot have executive sessions and everything out in the open to talk about personnel matters, that just doesn't fly.
Yeah, next call. Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, Marion?
Yes?
Oh, I'd like to just raise a point concerning the last issue that Patty touched on, and specifically saying that dealing with affirmative action, whatever
well.
You want to call it, is poisoning the well. I think to me it is really not understanding the lack
Thank
of access.
Thank you for clarifying that.
Very often, and we see it, I can tell you as a labor organizer, I can see it all the time. You open something and people, you make it available to everybody. People have limitation in terms of ability to have free time, to pay, they are tired, exhausted. Even access to a computer to have information to be taught. There's clearly, even the U.S. government as is respecting to that extent the need to compensate to some extent for these differences in people's ability to participate.
And
Pacifica should know no less.
Ray, let me just add that, for example, in our listening area, in the last 2 weeks in the borough of Staten Island, you know, we have had two serious racial incidents. And they take place precisely because people think that to race, the issue of racism is to poison the well. And then what happens is when you don't address issues like racism, like prejudice, like discrimination, and you hear the kinds of talk that you hear at the kitchen table, at the dining table, in the families of some of those people involved in those racial attacks, that's where the outcome comes from. It's you poison the well when you allow this stuff to foster, okay, the inequality to foster, the attitudes of superiority to foster. And I just want to make that claim. Patty, with all due respect, I know that you're very wrong on this issue, because, again, you're not one of those people that gets the end of it.
Patty, I suggest you read The Assault on Diversity, an organized channel to racial and gender justice. You need to read that, Patty. It will tell you the whole process of what is happening in this country. You need to read it.
I think we should move to the next call.
Yes. Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Hi. Yeah, I have a question about really the function, the mission of Pacifica. Don't you think you should be educating the listeners to cast votes instead of trying to rig the post-election results to get the results you want? I mean, we should be having elections where the listeners can say what they want and vote the people they want, and not have, and with the security that when they do vote, their votes will not be tampered with after the fact. I think that's really a crucial point. Another question I have.
Is that Ms. Burden?
It is indeed, Marion.
Okay.
And,
yeah, we recognize your voice well.
and the other question I had really has to do with this meeting. You know, don't you think that you need at least one person on the lab who represents the listener's point of view? You're trying to get Miguel off, and he's the only person who really votes like the listener's vote.
Wait. See, I think that it's wrong.
Not true, we're not discussing Miguel.
No.
Don't bring it up, Carolyn.
Wait.
I just did.
No,
I asked a question.
Well, now I'm going to give you an answer, Carol. Carol, I'm going to give you an answer. First of all, I think it is really ill will of you to get on the air and misrepresent what we are doing. Let me finish. Let me finish, okay? Because at no time has anybody talked about getting Miguel off the lab. See, and that's a misrepresentation, and you take the opportunity of getting on the air to further propagate a lie. Okay. I think that is what you said.
Yeah, I did.
You said getting someone who speaks on behalf, the only one who speaks on behalf of the listeners. Let me tell you something, lady. Okay. Miguel Maldonado, okay, has not been working as the chair of the lab for a while. See, has not been working with the lab. I'm not going to go into the details on the air, but I am going to tell you that's the only point on the agenda on having an executive session.
That
gives us the right. Well, that's what you heard wrong. You know what? I'm telling you right now. I am telling you right.
I'm telling you what I heard.
Well, you know what? I am a part of the lab, and I know exactly why we called the meeting. You know, people that told you what you heard told you what they wanted you to hear.
I was at the meeting, Panama. Heard it.
Well,
read my report.
I read your report. Listen
to me.
You're
absolutely right. I misinterpreted when I said that you were trying to get him off the lab.
That's not true.
You were not going to do that. You said you were going to keep him on the lab, just remove him from the chair.
Nobody said that either. Nobody said that either, and I think it's very wrong of you to get on the air and misrepresent what took place in that lab meeting.
We'll listen to the audio. And we'll
you do that. You do that.
Thank you.
I think within the confine of this program, we really cannot, you know, if we had a discussion, a roundtable, we can get down.
Well, this is typical.
But one thing is clear is that Miguel was, and not just Miguel, any officer of this board, was elected by board members, and the board members have the right to look at the performance, and that's the bottom line of if this indeed was the issue. Why don't we take another call if we have the time?
Please.
One more.
Hello?
Yes, I think you're a bunch of anti-white racists. You can cloak your terms in affirmative action and other euphemisms, but you're just a bunch
What's your
of
name? Who
Mr.
are you?
Baki?
Marion. I don't think it matters, really. I think this person...
Next call,
that.
Please. Thank you. Hello?
Yeah, I think you guys are sounding like a bunch of dictators in a little world of your own. Wake up. You serve a community of different people.
And that's what we're saying.
Oh, my God, but the way you guys sound, man, it sounds like you just...
Well, I'm sorry my voice is not pleasing to you guys.
No, it's not pleasing. It's what you're saying and what you're not saying. There's a lot of people out here that listen to this station.
Right.
You got that right.
Well, yeah, and I guess what? And you, your attitude towards everybody is, like, so anal and so ridiculous.
Anal.
Yeah.
So is yours.
Very therapeutic on yours.
Thank you very much.
Next call, please. Thank you. Hello?
Hi, it's Sandra. Can we get this more to educational? I do want to remind you all that... a number of us are not online for a variety of reasons. And I am white, I am a Jew, I support diversity, and my people,
thank you.
Disabled people,
absolutely.
Are frequently left out of the diversity.
Absolutely.
And I do want to ask, I think the synod I was told is wheelchair accessible, but
yes,
please
is.
Check that out, including bathroom.
You know what? The bathroom question we raised this morning, as
right.
a matter of fact, and somebody's checking on that right now.
Okay.
I know that is wheelchair accessible.
Question.
Yeah, please, real quickly, because we move.
Yeah. In this, I supported the diversity thing in part because in L.A., not L.A., in the Berkeley KPFA, what amount, I don't think in their elections, which has already been done, that they actually had full diversity. So I think we ought to talk about history and make this as educational as possible because a lot of us are not on computer. Bye.
I agree. Thank you. I'd like to, before we run out of time, just remind folks that as it stands right now, you need to be a member of WBAI, that waivers have not been decided on, and that we would ask you, if it's at all possible, please contribute your $25, become a WBAI member, be eligible to vote, and come out to the Pacifica Interim National Board. This weekend starts at 4 o'clock on Friday. It will run Saturday and Sunday, and it is at St. John the Divine's Cathedral. Thank you.
Sinon Health. Thank you.
WBAI, New York. Some of the members from the local advisory board here at WBAI providing you a report to the listener. Co-chair Marion Bornstein, thank you very much. Vicente Panama Alba, thank you, as well as Ray LaForest. You are tuned to 99.5 FM, listener-sponsored commercial-free community radio on the internet at WBAI.org. Thank you for listening. Coming up next will be WBAI's Community Bulletin Board, followed by Taking Aim with Ralph Schoenman and Maya Schoen. The evening news is at 6 p.m.
The following is a list of events from the WBAI Community Bulletin Board.
Kick off the fall campaign in New York City to close Indian Point on Friday, September 19th from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the Community Church, 40 East 35th Street between Madison and Park Avenues in Manhattan. For more information, call 212-561-1910. That's 212-561-1910. Or check them on the web at www.nyccloseindianpoint.org. Also, Elizabeth Shanklin, coordinator of the New York City Campaign to Close Indian Point, will speak on Sunday, September 21st from 1 to 2 p.m. at the monthly public forum series at the Unitarian Church of Staten Island, 312 Fillmore Street, one block east of Snug Harbor. For more information, call 718-447-2204. That's 718-447-2204.
The Lower East Side Ecology Center is having an East River Beach cleanup on a small beach under the Brooklyn Bridge on the Manhattan side on September 20th from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. In addition to beach cleanup, representatives from Manhattan's kayakers at the downtown boathouse will row up to the site to pick up their share of garbage and promote the East River as a recreational haven. For more information, please call the Ecology Center at 212-477-4022. That's 212-477-4022.
The Rockland County Department of Health is currently enrolling people who want to quit smoking. A new 10-session program is starting on Monday, September 22nd at the RCC Annex in Spring Valley from 6 to 7:30 p.m. The program is free. Each group is facilitated by a tobacco treatment specialist and offers a supportive group atmosphere, but you must live or work in Rockland in order to attend. To register, call 845-364-2773. That's 845-364-2773. Or register online at www.putitoutrockland.com.
The 9th Annual Native American Heritage Celebration will take place Monday, September 22nd through Thursday, September 25th, with free events open to the public at Bergen Community College, 400 Paramus Road in Paramus, New Jersey. There'll be presentations by Winona LaDuke, Tom Porter, and the Mohawk Dancers, the Leaf Arrow Storytellers, and Renata Stover. For more information, call 201-447-7215. That's 201-447-7215.
Maplewood is hosting its second celebration of the culture of people of African ancestry from the Americas, the continent, and the Caribbean, with food, music, movies, dancing, drumming, stilt walking, Newark Museum's mini zoo, vendors, and civic groups, all for free. This event will take place on Saturday, September 20th, from noon to 5 p.m. at Maplewood Memorial Park, Valley Street and Oakview Avenue, across from the Municipal Building in Maplewood, New Jersey. For more information, call 973-275-0081. That's 973-275-0081.
This has been a list of events from the WBAI Community Bulletin Board.
Let us know what's going on in your community. You can post your event on the community events calendar at www.wbai.org or send an email to cbb@wbai.org.
You can fax us at 212-747-1698. That's 212-747-1698.
Or write to us at WBAI 120 Wall Street, 10th floor, New York, New York, 10005. Whichever way you get in touch with us, be sure to include a contact phone number and allow at least 2 weeks lead time. I'm Evelyn Andino Rosa.
I'm Zahira Zara.
I'm Vajra Kilgour.
Have a great day.
78 degrees at 5 p.m. You are tuned to listener-sponsored, commercial-free Peace and Justice Radio 99.5 FM on the internet at WBAI.org. Coming up at 6 p.m. will be a report of the day's news with the WBAI news team. Right now, stay tuned for Taking Aim with Ralph Schoenman and Maya Schoen. Ralph Schoenman
and Maya Schoen, coming to you Tuesday, September 16th, 2003. Unanswered questions to 9/11.